Leo Frank, Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 52. Here is the extracted text from the image. 24 other juror or attempting to say anything to any juror? Except as above and within my knowledge, there was no unauthorized communication at any time or place or in any shape, manner, or form. With any juror, with any party on the outside, all communications had by the jury with outsiders, so far as I know, were through the bailiff, and said communications were authorized by the court and known to counsel on both sides of the case. That, so far as I am personally concerned and so far as I know, as to each and every juror on the case, they were influenced solely and alone by the evidence and the charge as given by the court, and were not influenced in any wise, in any way, manner, shape, or form, by anything from the outside. But the verdict as rendered, so far as I am concerned, and as to the other jurors, so far as their deportment shows, I believe was rendered from an honest opinion, based on the law and evidence of the case. A. Hensley. Make affidavit, deposing and saying as follows, that I was served with the attached subpoena, marked Exhibit A, as a juror in the Superior Court of Fulton County, that this subpoena I found at my residence, Number 216 North Street, West End, City of Atlanta, Fulton County, Georgia, on July 26, 1913, at approximately 5 o'clock in the afternoon. This was the first knowledge or information that I would be a juror. I remained in the City of Atlanta, Saturday, July 26, 1913, and Sunday, July 27, 1913, and reported to the court on Monday, July 28, 1913. When I was qualified and was sworn in as a juror in the case stated above. I was asked at the time the court convened, before I was sworn as a juror, if I had formed and expressed any opinion as to the guilt or innocence of Leo M. Frank, and I truthfully answered that I had neither formed nor expressed any opinion whatsoever. I furthermore then and there stated under oath that I did not have any prejudice 47-46